Okay, welcome to the Superintendent Evaluation Tool Committee meeting for Wednesday, August 13th, 2014at 6 p.m. In attendance, we have Mr. Ward, Mr. Faber, myself, Mrs. Borgens, and Superintendent Rains. If we can all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Let me move that. All right. I'm trying to find my page. I think the one thing we need to talk about is our point system that we still have out there. So I'm on the 3-point system and Dave is on the 5-point system.
Yes.
My 3-point system is needs improvement, meets, or exceeds. And then I don't remember what your 5 points. I couldn't remember.
So I'll start it. So 5 is significantly exceeds expectations. 4 would be exceeds expectations. I don't know if I'm going too fast.
No, you're fine.
3 would be meets expectations. 2 would be partially met expectations. And 1 is did not meet expectations.
Basically, for this, we just need to go to our fellow board members and see where their comfort level is as
right.
far as that goes.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I'm going to fight for 5, but I'm not going to fight that.
The only
hard.
Reason I thought 3, it's a little more cut and dry, but if they feel more comfortable with a 5-point system, I'm fine with that as well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
It's not a huge deal. I mean, I could.
I didn't like 4 just because I just. Yeah,
right.
It does have to
be
a middle.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
No,
yeah.
It's the same reason you have an odd number of board members.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Just I'm afraid with 3, there could be times where, you know, maybe
there's too a gray
broad
area.
Of a, there's a gray area, and at least those two extra. Why am I using my hands? Those two extra ratings, right? Give you a little more room to indicate some difference in performance.
Okay. That's fine by me. All right, and then we shall move on. I filled out the board goals section just with.
Did you get the new ones?
I didn't. I wasn't able to put those in because that came
probably
at the time
later.
Of the oral surgery that was happening at my house. So I wasn't able to fit those in.
Okay.
But I went as close as I could to the last
sure.
one.
No problem.
So then, you know, I figure we're going
to
end up going through this tonight
anyway.
And.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I can just adjust those.
Sure.
And what we did want to talk about was weighing this versus the second portion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking 30-70 or 60-40. As opposed to 50-50. I don't.
Right. Well, my only thought is if you're going to add a peer component,
mm-hmm.
you want to weigh that too. So my thought was some version of 60-30-10 or 50-40-10, so whatever, however.
Okay.
But, you know, you want, I mean, if you're going to take the peer component, if you're going to take that, you want to factor it in, but obviously because of all the different reasons we've talked about, you don't want to weigh it too much.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to have, it needs to have some value, but you just don't want to overvalue and skew
okay.
the rating. That's my thought.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
You know, as far as what we weigh more, I don't really have a strong opinion.
I think this is a larger umbrella, and I feel like, yes, you know, you are held accountable to
mm-hmm.
this, but the other goals and the other questions that we've set forward are more specific, and,
yes.
and we are able to measure those more accurately, whereas this could be more of a long term, you know, some of these we're looking at a 5-year plan.
Yes.
So, you know, that would fall into your, let's say we chose your 5-point, you know.
Right.
You
right.
might end up with a lower point scale on these, and that's not exactly, you know, fair.
Right.
Right.
You know,
per se. It may skew your actual I'm fighting for words today. Too much time in the dentist office.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing is the general performance probably is going to be witnessed mm-hmm. in some of the actions in the analysis. But you want to pull it out as the main focus. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I'm kind of torn because to me, your biggest responsibility are these board goals.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the things that are easier to measure are the operational mm-hmm. operational mm-hmm. items that are behind it.
Right.
So that's where I think maybe I don't have an opinion either. It just to me, you know, since the board goals are more important, you'd have a higher rating, a higher weighting, yet the other ones are easier to measure. Mm-hmm. See the issue there? Because a lot of these are going to be a little more. The other ones are more yes-no ratings mm-hmm. as far. Maybe not yes-no, but very cut and dry.
They're easier to do the three-point scale on.
And maybe that's what. Maybe we do a hybrid of a 5 for these and a 3 for those. The only problem is then you got a whole crazy calculation you got to do.
We don't want to make it too difficult for anyone, you know, walking into it.
Right.
Yeah, this is the most important overall, but it's, I don't know. It's
how do you measure it?
That is the problem.
Well,
these are
the board goals.
The board goals, yeah, for the year. But,
I mean, you're going to have to have.
But this is done in January. And, I mean, your review is done in January, and some of these might
not
be completed.
Mm-hmm. Because they're not meant to be.
This is for the full year, mm-hmm. so.
Right.
So that's a difficult thing. There's also there's this component, there's the second component to our survey, then there's the other survey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're not exactly the same. It's not as if you can take this question and
right.
And so this has its own score
mm-hmm.
and this has either one or two scores, and that's what we're talking about somehow blending mm-hmm. by perhaps percentage or whatever to give a final number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that gives us a number, but we always have the backup data to drill down into to say, well, it makes sense or it doesn't make sense, or
mm-hmm.
this happened or that happened, or this needs. So I'm just trying to get it clear in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of have, is it three?
Yeah, we technically have three pieces
Three pieces.
Yeah.
And these first, one, two, what is it, four here?
The four board mm-hmm. goals.
First mm-hmm. four will be updated mm-hmm. as we finalize the goals for this year, and which is coming this month?
This meeting?
Yeah.
But not for approval.
For discussion. Just to discuss.
For discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, but approval?
Next
meeting, because we want it before
school starts, basically. Well, we'd be a couple days shy.
Mm-hmm. As school starts.
Correct.
So. Okay.
With the evaluation tool for the administrators, it's a similar situation where you have a survey as one of the pieces, and then there's another component that's an organizational goal and a professional goal. Those two are weighted 70%, and surveys weighted 30%, just to kind of share with you what we're familiar with right now. So if that helps in terms of weighting, because again, you have three and you can consider the performance an organizational goal,
mm-hmm.
and then the actual board goals as a different element. So these would be 70, 80, like you said, percent, and then that survey would be lesser because it could be subjective.
Oh, it is subjective.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it's all subjective, but
That one is really,
but it's also,
yeah,
because it's our evaluation.
Yes.
They're supposed to, if we choose to go that route, they're going to assist us, but ultimately it's mm-hmm. our evaluation.
Right.
So well, it should be weighted stronger on
yes.
our end.
Right.
Well, the evaluation is 30%. It has, though, three different groups analyzing the principal's performance. So, and that must be why it's 30%, but it's basically all about instructional leadership. So there's, you know, there's varying ways to look at this, and to the weighting, though, is a simple formula for the administrative one, and I can share that.
And you know, in looking at these goals, I mean, if we were to adopt these mm-hmm. goals, we can incorporate it into the evaluation pretty easily. You know, the first one, like task, this is, did Barb facilitate a superintendent advisory committee during first quarter?
Yes,
you know, exactly. That's
right,
what I
you know,
tried to do on the
like,
task.
Now, goal two, the first one, Swiss data analyzed to indicate percentage of students receiving one or fewer office disciplinary referrals. That's just a yes or no. You don't necessarily want that. That would be part of what you need to do to indicate. But if
yes.
you read in the description above, it says at least 90% of students receiving one or fewer offers disciplinary referrals. That could be a goal. I'm not saying, I'm just, you know, I mean,
right.
there is
right.
ways to write these
mm-hmm.
based on what we adopt goal-wise. Where it wouldn't be as hard, I mean, the way it is now, it's going to be very subjective and not really solve the issue we had with the old tool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but we could probably, mm-hmm. I think we should be able to at least get to something better.
Oh, I agree. I feel like we're halfway to something better. I think this is just... Until this is approved, I think it's really hard for us to set up.
Yes.
Oh no, I agree. I think we should have a discussion tonight about just the issue with, you know, weighting and the point scale and how do we want to do it, with the knowledge that it's not finalized yet because it hasn't been adopted yet.
Right.
I think we should present a weighting scale. So if you leave it open, then
well,
you start the discussion like wild. So
well,
I think you need to say, this is 40, this is 40, this is 20. Or whatever it
yeah.
is, just because now you have a benchmark to work from.
Right, and you know, we would present it as 80-20 as far as, or I'm sorry, 80-20, 90-10, and just say, you know, we think the peer review should be 10%.
Mm-hmm.
We think the remaining or the bulk which should be 90. We just haven't decided whether we want to weight, you know, the board goals differently from the operational aspects or just include it, consider it all as one, because
mm-hmm.
you can do it that way too.
Sure. You could, sure.
You know, just my thought. Yeah.
Well, so to just kind of follow up on what we're talking about there. If you go with they're all equal, then what you get is a count. And here I'm finding the right page. So if we begin on the goals, in meeting the goals, however we establish the KPIs and so on, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 times 4 is 24. Then we follow up with the next set, which is your operationals, and we have 10 plus.
Yeah, and you get an average.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Right, but when you go through the board goals that we were speaking to as the most important,
mm-hmm.
become watered down.
Right, and that's why we'd want to decide how we wanted to do that, whether it be 50, 40, 10, you know, 60, 30, whatever. There's various ways to do it. Or maybe people feel they're equally important. So then you do, you know, 45, 45, whatever. I think we'll get a better idea just from speaking to folks tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you have page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or section 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and each one gets... And then that's averaged.
You can do that too. You know, you would still, I mean, either way, I mean, so.
Lots of ways to slice and dice it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there's, you just kind of look at that, and what you would do is the way I'm looking at it is, let's say you decided that board goals are 50%. You would get an average, you'd figure out what the average was for goal one, goal, you know, if you got 5 data points, each one is 3, mm-hmm. your average is 3, and you do that for, you know, for all 4 goals, you would, you know, say you had a 3 or 4, that would be 3.5, and then if you decided that board goals were 50%, you take that 3.5 and times it by 0.5, and that's mm-hmm. what you get for that. Mm-hmm. Same with the others. It's not that hard. We just got to figure out, you know, the math is easy.
It's just kind of laying out what it does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inclined to take things by areas. That is, goal one gets a score, goal two gets a score, and as you go into this, it's educational leadership, it gets a score. All those questions, and it's that, and that's that. And then the next one gets it. So you have these areas.
It's similar to the old mm-hmm. instrument.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then if we decide to weight other certain areas more than others, then.
Well, I was going to say.
And then that even simply drops this peer review in. It gets a score and it gets an equal.
Yeah.
It gets a weighting of some sort.
Right.
This,
I think once we talk to people and see,
haven't thought about it enough before.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think once we get a gist of what everyone else thinks and how, which way they want to go, I think we can figure out a scoring system from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the my only thing is that, how do I say this? If you're going to consider the board goals and operational goals the same, that's where you might list out each goal and then have a number for each. And then maybe do a point total. But if you're going to weigh the board goals versus the superintendent goals, you have to mm-hmm. you got to put that weighting factor in. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there some sort of, I mean, as far as the other reviews go, is this all manually done, or is there some sort of program? Because I know
it was manually done.
The only reason I say this is because I know in years past, Sean or Mary,
they would have
to sit there and, you know, they would have to take everybody's points, add them up, divide them by 7, and, oh, well, if this person didn't answer this question, then it's dividing it by 6. And
you know, I mean, you know what? I mean, once we develop...
No, I was just wondering if there was some other... Wow. Something out there that could make it easier, so less cumbersome.
Are we doing this on the... What's that called?
Survey Monkey?
Can they give a data dump?
You can always throw it in an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, I would say Excel would be better.
And you write the spreadsheet ahead of time.
Yeah, you make the Excel sheet a template.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just, you know, you can...
The wonderful if-ands you
answer. Yeah, well, yeah. You know, you do it where, I mean, some people still manually have to enter the date, you know, the scores into the template, but at least the template can
do the math. Well, it depends on how they dump it. You just drop it in and it's in a matrix.
Well, I think the thing that's going to make it difficult is when you have the ones that people haven't answered.
But you can write an algorithm to find that.
Who's going to write the algorithm?
I'm not.
That's what I'm saying. yes, you can, but does the district have the resources? No.
Rich does.
Okay.
If we want to do that, I can do that. I play in Excel all day.
Okay.
It doesn't make me really good at it. It just, I know what it can and can't do.
Right.
And it's just a matter of calling up. If there's a zero or a blank, It just flags it, and then you know whether it's what you're supposed to divide for to get the average.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And there's a couple different ways of going about doing that. You can you know, stack sheets behind each other. And,
yeah.
And, you know.
We can figure that out though.
So then, if that's really predicated on there's a dump. And that way, then, when this comes through and it goes to Sean, he doesn't have to do that whole cumbersome thing with the numbers. He still has to work through all our wonderful comments.
Which is given, but if you took the math portion out of it, out the copy and paste shouldn't be so bad.
if we could get something from them.
I don't know how SurveyMonkey works though.
SurveyMonkey, you can get the comments pulled down and you copy and paste. That would
help.
But I mean, as far as it dumping into an Excel.
It does dump into Excel. Okay. The comments do too. It's a little cumbersome to do it because we only have a middle model. We don't have the top model.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we'll wait to hear what they have to say on this. We will give them our thought process on the numbering and weighting.
Yeah.
And then, were there any changes to all the changes that we had agreed to?
I didn't see any. Nothing still.
I mean, I went basically with everything we said and any notes that I had taken or changes that you had written out. I haven't read it since I made the changes, I'm not going to lie. So if I made a mistake.
You know, I'll be honest, nothing.
I think we went over it pretty thoroughly.
I thought so, too. I mean, I didn't reconcile it to my notes, but I read through it, and nothing stood out glaringly as an issue, you know. So, to me, it seemed like it was fine. When these guys see it, it may change anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but yeah, nothing stood out.
Just so long as we're okay with, you know, we're going in as a united front on these questions, and then we'll take their feedback and make any adjustments from there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we want to, I mean, did this make it into their board book or is it was just in our?
Just in yours.
Okay.
I don't know if Tammy, no, I don't believe they have seen this yet.
Okay. Then maybe we can just email it out to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of going over this, we'll just explain to them what we have.
Mm-hmm.
They will get it in their email. Mm-hmm. If they have questions on certain questions, they can just send me their notes on whatever question, and then we can make an appointment. You know, we can get together and discuss any changes or whatever at a different meeting date, and then come back to them because by then these should be pretty well locked down.
I would think so. I mean, we could even do it just like we do when we have a review of the board book, not the board book.
I know what you're talking about.
The model, the manual, the board
manual. Mm-hmm.
Policy
mm-hmm.
manual. Here it is. We're going to discuss it in 2 weeks. Bring your questions, changes to that.
That's fine.
Either or, whatever people.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we tell them that we're going to email it out.
This is a public meeting. This is an open meeting and everything. You can actually post this on the website.
Well, yeah.
Like we do the policy. Anybody can read the policy stuff.
Mm-hmm. You want to do it in draft form, though?
Well, I would do it, and if we were to do that, I would do it.
I'm concerned that if we send this out, individual emails.
I'll send it out to everybody
okay,
to cover you.
Okay, comes back to
mm-hmm.
you.
And let it come back to me. I'll put it together and then send it.
Okay.
So you'll all see everybody's comments.
Okay.
But you won't be responding.
Right.
We definitely are not responding.
Okay, how about that?
Yeah.
I'll send it out.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering for board protocol, do we need to see everyone's comments? I'm just curious. This is not meant to be a smart-aleck question.
Only that when I send something out, my job is to send it to a board.
Which you'll be doing.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Do you mean as we as a group take their comments into consideration?
And I think just so everybody saw them all, and then when you come back as a group, you...
We can
deal with it.
Well, I mean, here's what I'm thinking, and maybe I just have this page. So, to me, you'd send it out to everybody because you need to send it out to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Individual people would either, I guess, would come back to you with their comments.
They would.
Mm-hmm. We would then address them in a meeting, maybe have everything out in one and address them in a meeting,
mm-hmm.
and our responses, that would go back out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the going out that everybody needs to see, the coming in of the comment. I don't need to see comment from somebody else.
No, I don't think so. Oh, no.
Okay, that's what I was.
No,
I
think
it was.
Past the three of us, I don't think everybody needs to see the. You know, I think the three of us can just mull over what was given in. We can take it, leave it.
Yeah.
Explain why we're leaving it, why we're taking it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just wondering. Do you think that will be more efficient? Because I'm thinking. I'm just wondering if we do it the other route where we say bring your comments to the next meeting. and people say, you know, I have a question about this, we can explain.
That's fine too.
Whereas we can't.
If they send it in.
If they send it in. But will that make it more because we have a meeting efficiency issue.
Mm-hmm. So if we get comments ahead of
time, I'm just wondering,
we can prepare.
Have answers. Response.
That's true. And you know what? Maybe that's the way to go, because then we can prepare a response. And if they have additional questions after that,
and then it doesn't
maybe
turn
that'll
into.
Bite some of the, nip some of the conversations
maybe if we
down.
Ask them to, if you're going to send this out, we ask them to have their questions to us. Can we meet next week? I don't know what your schedules are next week. High school starts next week. So,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I'm not in high school.
I'm just saying. My world. Next Wednesday is the only day I don't have something on my calendar. For the foreseeable future. No doubt. There's something on every single day.
I was going to say, these meetings have to be held. We can't do it virtual. Never mind. I'm just thinking, like, if this was a school project, I would do it virtually. That would be much easier for everybody.
Well, I'm just saying, if we had all their responses and we went over them on the 20th, then we could present. They would have it. We could put it all together so they could have it in board book for the 27th, and we would feel comfortable pretty much being done.
And we might even be able to put a scoring model together too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with the 20th.
Okay. Do you want to do six work? Because the earlier the better works for me.
Yes.
Six works.
Okay.
So the next meeting is the 20th, 6 p.m. And have questions back by Monday.
Even if they had them that day, I mean, we can go, if they had them to us before the meeting, so long as they have it to us before that meeting,
before
so we can sit here
meeting.
And
okay.
Hash them out.
Sure. Denied.
Yeah.
Have questions before, to me before 6 p.m. meeting, and
nothing received after 6 p.m. will be considered.
That's right. Date, time, and date stamped.
This is in preparation for board book on the 27th.
Yeah, I missed that date.
Okay.
That December, December 10th, right. 2013, or whatever date that was.
It got moved because of Christmas Eve.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Then if that's it.
Motion to adjourn.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Yeah.